Welcome to Focus on Violence Prevention, a public affairs presentation. I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
And I'm Tracy Black. I'm the Interim Executive Director at Mitchell County Safe Place.
This is, we're recording this in January, and I'm not exactly sure when this show will air, but in January, ever since a few years ago when I heard about this lady's dying from domestic violence. It happened in January, right around the first part of the year, a fresh new year. And it's been about 5 or 6 years ago, but she worked, I believe, in sales and marketing for The Mountain. It's a radio station in Asheville, and I listen to it sometimes, especially when I'm heading over towards Asheville. She lived in Hendersonville. She was married, and they had a baby who was about 8 months old when her mama died. But the reason I bring her up every January is her case was, what happened to her, was a big eye-opener for a lot of us about the importance of safety planning when you are trying to get out of a domestically violent relationship. Whether you're living together or dating, we know the most dangerous time for the victim is when you're finally getting out of it.
And a lot of that is because domestic violence is all about power and control. It's exerting power to have control. And any movement that breaks that control is threatening to the abuser.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then when you do make the ultimate effort to break that control by leaving,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times they become desperate.
Yeah, like a drowning person. And, you know, a drowning person can take you down with them. We say he is the abuser because most of the time when we're dealing with cases, that's true. But you can have the flip side of that. So we're just using he and she this way. We see this in same-sex couples. You'll have the abusive one. You'll have the victim one. So we're not always saying that it's the male that's abusive. But in this case, this lady had finally decided. She had filed a 50B in the past. She'd never talked to one of the shelters, but a 50B order is one that you can file when you're trying to flee from domestic violence, and it's legal paperwork. But then she had dropped it, and I don't think there was another order in place when this happened. But apparently she had made a plan that she was going to leave him by around January the 2nd or 3rd. She was packing boxes. They found boxes where she had been packing to move, and she had already found her another place to live. However, she had told him about it, and so her family realized she was missing around the 1st of January, couldn't find her, and her vehicle was found, I think, at the airport or abandoned somewhere else. Long story short, her husband had, it finally came out, that he had killed her, and he had bludgeoned her to death with a heavy object. And I remember watching it on a show that you can still find on YouTube, and when they put the luminol up in the bedroom on the wall, you actually saw the outline of a female hunched in a certain position against the wall. And it gave me cold chills when I watched it, and the detectives who were working it from Henderson County were like, they'd never seen anything like it in their lives and probably never will again. And then he had actually dismembered her body and burned her body parts in barrels. True story, in our neck of the woods, it brought a lot of us horror. We never want that to happen to anyone in our community, but it did. So it's a big eye-opener in safety planning. So every time we answer our crisis line and start talking to a victim, we start talking to that person about putting a safety plan in place. And it can be, we're verbally talking to them about a safety plan. When they come into shelter, we can have it in written form. But never, ever, ever threaten your abuser, whether your abuser is male or female. I'm going to be leaving you on such and such a date. You figure out the safest way, when it's safe for you to leave, with your children, with your animals, and you can talk to one of our agencies about it, and we'll work with you on the safest way to get out. In Yancey County, call us any time of the day or night. It's 682-0056.
And in Mitchell County, you can call Safe Place at 765-4044.
And remember, stopping all forms of violence in our communities begin with who?
It begins with you and me.
Thanks for listening.